Guwahati. Assam's flood crisis has worsened once again, with the death toll rising to 78 after three more fatalities were reported on Wednesday. Even as water levels have started receding in some areas, the floods continue to affect more than 3 lakh people, leaving thousands of families displaced and causing widespread damage to homes, farms, and infrastructure. According to the latest flood bulletin issued by the state government, 2 people died in Savasagar district and 1 in Golaghat, taking the total number of flood-related deaths this season to 78. The floods are currently affecting 300,031 people across 21 revenue circles and 551 villages. Savasagar, Karadeo, Golaghat, Jorhat, Nagaon, Biswanath, and Kamrup Metropolitan remain the worst-hit districts, where residents continue to struggle with inundated roads, damaged property, and disrupted daily life. Agriculture has also suffered a major setback, with 21,523.08 hectares of cropland still submerged. The prolonged flooding has raised concerns over crop losses and the impact on farmers' livelihoods, particularly in low-lying areas. Apart from river flooding, Guwahati continues to battle severe urban flooding following heavy rainfall. Several localities in Kamrup Metropolitan, including Padumbari, Boragaon, Zoo Road, Lachit Nagar, Rukminigaon, Hatagaon, Anil Nagar, Nabin Nagar, Satgaon, Baharbari, Wireless, Jorabad and Kamarkuchi near Zubin Kedra, remain waterlogged, affecting traffic movement and normal life. As relief operations continue, Assam ministers flagged off a convoy of 30 trucks carrying food, clothing, and other essential supplies to the flood-hit districts. The relief mission was joined by Assam Gana Parishad MPs, MLAs, senior party leaders, and Assam police personnel. Assam Minister Atul Bora said government agencies and volunteers have been working continuously to support affected communities. Bora noted that the state government has announced financial assistance of 15,000 rupees for each affected family while ensuring the supply of food and other essential items. Bora added that relief and rehabilitation efforts would continue until normalcy is restored in the flood-affected areas.